Hi, this is Goldust Dave, and I appeared on BBC Radio Stoke on November the 23rd to discuss jukeboxes of all things. The first voice you will hear is that of Stuart George. Then it is followed by an interesting interview with Ian Beddow of Dukes of Stafford. Stuart brings me into the feature following that. Enjoy.
An amazing thing happened in the Palais Royal Salon in San Francisco on this date in 1889. It was the first public jukebox that started to play music. Not off records in those days, it's probably been old cylinders or something like that. But you only have to think back to the 50s and 60s to see what an impact it had. So are there still any around today? Lamont Howie's been to see Len Beddow, who collects and repairs jukeboxes from his home in Little Haywood near Stafford.
Look at this, A1. If I just press A and then 1... What I love about this is the time that it takes, because there's a difference between what we're doing here, which is looking forward to the music rather than just buying something on iTunes or something like that. It's like preparing for a meal, isn't it?
Absolutely right, yes, and there you got it, yeah.
So it's Riek Petit, and as Jackie Wilson continues to play and we pass by this jukebox with all the bubbles going up and the one next to it, which is a bit more modern, how did you get involved in jukeboxes? What did it for you?
Okay, in the early days, I went to work for a company called Music Hire in the 60s, and they were importing jukeboxes at the time to put into the local Banksy's pubs down in the West Midlands. And we were installed in the back of an old butcher shop, and it was our job to take this junk and make it look presentable and then put it into the pubs, where the customers could put the old shillings and the sixpences in.
So if you're working on something, I see your wife's beside us, a very quick question to say, does this drive you nuts then? You love them too?
I do.
Is it the music or the jukeboxes?
Both.
You're doing your sewing this morning, so let's come back as we go through here to have a look at a couple more as your wife's working. Musical instruments about the place. If you're working on something, it's difficult to love it as well. What is it to anyone that doesn't understand the jukeboxes? I'm already on site.
Okay, well, I know it's radio and we can't see that beautiful jukebox here in the corner, but just look at it. Lights, beautiful wood, warmth, real design.
It's like the Chrysler Building in New York put into a music machine.
That is, yes, that particular one. 1940, a Seaberg Colonel, that is.
So as we go towards this machine here and I jump down, lots of coloured perspex.
Yes.
And there's a smell from it I just want to touch it. I want to be near it. I want to just sense what this is about. It's completely changed now if you don't have a record to hold.
That's right, yes. Downloading music just doesn't do for me at all.
Now, this is Bare Naked, which is pretty apt because its original owner was...
Yes, the original owner was... Well, not the original owner, but a owner in the 60s was a famous model of name of Vivian Neves.
That topless model?
Yes, and she imported jukeboxes from the States for her own collection. She got beautiful jukeboxes. But this particular one ended up in the chicken barn, covered in we won't say what. And then it came to me, and then I restored it to what it is now. Beautiful jukebox.
This is the anniversary in 1889, when in a salon in San Francisco, the very first jukebox was played. But they were at their height, their zenith, late 50s, early 60s in America?
In the mid-50s, a guy named Paul Fuller, Wurlitzer guy, was designing jukeboxes then. Well, really from 47 onwards, and he designed the most beautiful jukeboxes. And what they call the Silver Age of jukebox, which is mid-50s, the jukebox was absolutely beautiful.
It's a bit spooky because Elvis has just started through the back there without anyone doing anything.
Absolutely, yeah, weird.
Isn't it? So this was the Silver Age, so when was the Golden Age then?
The Golden Age, I suppose the Golden Age must have been this era, 40s to 50s.
Wow.
Still playing 78s, mind, mm-hmm. Not 45s.
And the mechanism in this, if I press that number 3, there's a 78